Welcome back to another episode of Parenting in Progress. I'm Corey.
I'm Jordan.
And we're the Welches. Welcome back to another episode, episode number 7. Today we're going to talk about something everybody has, and that's your name. We're going to talk about naming babies. Naming a child is a big task. It's something they're going to have their entire life, so you might want to keep that in mind when you're going to decide what to name yours. And we're going to talk about our steps that we took to kind of decide how we named our child. First things first, a lot of this can kind of depend on, are you going to have a gender reveal?
Yeah, so we didn't have a gender reveal, so we didn't know if we were having a boy or a girl. So with that, we have to pick two names. But before we get to that, we need to talk about if we decided to tell people the names that we decided on or if we were going to keep it a secret. Did you have any opinions before this, Corey? Because I did.
Opinions on names?
Well, not that yet, but opinions on telling people.
Telling people? No, not really. I think the majority of people, at least, you know, our friends and our family, they don't tell before. You know, they have a little secret list, like a little blacklist somewhere of 5 names of each, you know, male or female. And they don't let them out. So I guess I just figured that's how we were going to do it.
I feel like every girl out there has a note on their phone of a list of baby names that they like. I cannot be the only one out there that had this list for several years, even before we were married. You just hear a name and you like it and you write it down. But yeah, I didn't want to tell everybody the names that we had picked out. I wanted that to be a surprise as well. And part of it is just myself. Like, I don't want everything to be given away before the baby's here. I wanted some anticipation and just letting it be a surprise.
Yeah. So that is one of the things that definitely is a downfall. You know, if you don't decide what you're having, you have to make 2 lists. You don't have to make 1 list. And you know, in our previous episodes, we don't really care what you decide, whether you choose a gender reveal or not. We did not. So we had to make the 2 list, which sometimes, you know, looking forward, hey, maybe there's new boy names that are coming up on it. And then maybe there's boy names that you've always liked. You kind of already have some. So it's not like you got to redo your list every single time, other than probably the gender that it has. It kind of wrecks that list a little bit, but that is one downfall to not having a gender reveal. You gotta have 2 sets of names. You gotta have some plan Bs, I guess. You know, the next thing is, you know, where do you start at? You know, how do you find names that you like, and not even the ones that you just like, but your wife or husband like? And that's probably one of the most challenging ones, is unless you're just a couple that thinks exactly the same and you're like, hey, I like Jim. And you're like, yep, I like Jim too. Well, then it's probably meant to be. But
bingo.
I would guess that a lot of couples out there, they are not on 100% the same page. They probably have ideas, but they're not 100%.
Yeah. And I feel like we both kind of had the same type of names that we liked. I wasn't one that really liked super old-fashioned names or really modern or popular names. I liked names that are, quote, normal names, but you just don't hear of all the time. Like, maybe they were names 10 years ago that were popular. And you were kind of on the same page. You liked normal names. You didn't want anything too out there. So we had that in common. But coming up with names in general was difficult. I had a list, but you X'd a lot of those off the list.
Yeah, I'm more of a, what would you say, an an original name guy or just a common name guy. I don't like super fancy stuff. You know, if you're going to name it, I'll just stick back to the same one. We'll just name the kid Jim. Okay. And then, you know, the next person's going to name it Jimmy, and then somebody's going to name it Jimmerella and Jimmeraleona. I mean, that's what drives me nuts. I mean, there is, what, 7 billion people on this planet? Somebody's going to have your name. You're just going to have to live with that a little bit. And it's fine. It's fine. There's plenty of Corys out there. I have coworkers that are named Corys. I don't necessarily, you know, other than a coworker, I don't really have a friend named Cory, I guess. But they're going to have your name. Now, you know, if you want a unique one, you can spell it a little different. There's people that do that. They'll spell that just a little bit different. They may put an E here, an I there, finish it up with something different. And that's fine. I mean, we're not telling you how to name your baby. We're just giving you our perspective of how we did it, just to hopefully help out. So if you like those names that I don't like, where you add some stuff on to the end of it, go for it. That's fine. I'm not judging. You can name your kid whatever you want. That's fine by me. So just so that part of it's out there.
But finding names in general is kind of hard. Like, I've thought of friends that have names that I liked, or famous people or coworkers, just thinking of names. And every time I went to a basketball game or a football game or anything, I'd like to look at the roster of names and just to see what they have out there. And it definitely changes from today's names to 10 years ago's names. But one thing I feel like I had going for me a little bit is I'm a teacher. And there's a lot of names when you're in a school of 500 plus students. There's a lot of names. So I would say, oh yeah, there's a student named this. Do you like this name? And you would tell me, and I'd either write it down if it was a eh, or because I really didn't get a lot of yeses from you.
This is true.
But so if anything was remotely an eh, I wrote it down. But I remember just reading through some name lists and just to get some names out there for you. Do you feel like that was kind of helpful, just to hear a variety of names, ones that you might not have thought of that are still an okay name?
Yeah. So just to backtrack to give an overview, Jordan was the one leading the naming of this. She was the one pushing for names. Me, I'm pretty chill. It's, you know, as long as it's not something that I don't like, it's fine, which that's kind of a loaded question when I say they're a loaded statement. It ended up, you know, Jordan had all these different names, and she narrowed it down to about 3 different names per gender, since we didn't know. And when it came down to it, she was like, all right, I've done all this legwork, you're going to pick it. Now, some people would be like, oh, heck no, if I'm doing all the legwork, I'm going to pick it. But she was like, you know, you're going to pick it and narrow it down. And basically, I just got the blessing back from you. You just made me pick one of the 3 of each because you liked all of them anyway.
And none of the ones on that list were ones that you didn't like. It's not like I picked, oh, I love this name, and this name, pick. It was names that we both were okay with. But yes, I was like, I want some input. You didn't give me a whole lot of input the entire pregnancy on names. We didn't decide on a name until we were 8 months pregnant. That just stressed me out. Like, I want to pick a name. I want to have an idea. And yeah, I let you kind of say, what do you want? What do you like? And you picked him.
And it was a good one. It was a good name.
Oh, for sure. So it fits her very well.
So Jordan, you know, with her career in education, she gets to see a lot of different names. But me, I work with a lot of different people that have a lot of different names, but I don't really have that luxury. A lot of people don't have that luxury. Just look at a class roster of, okay, there's a lot of Davids this year. There's a lot of, I'm going to throw out general names, Bills. That's where, you know, I think you do have an advantage. You know, other people that maybe don't have a class roster, there's some other ways you can think of names. You know, it can be something as simple as looking at trying to spin something off of like a celebrity, or honestly, the where we first started was we Googled it. And there are sites out there that will have a bunch of names that started with K, a bunch of names that started with C, those types of things. That's where I think is the easiest place to start, is just start scrolling through. And as once in a while you're like, oh, that's kind of got a nice ring to it. I'm gonna put that one in my favorite list.
Well, and there was named lists for each year. You could Google 2024 most popular boy names or girl names. And since I liked names that you aren't super popular now, I would Google 2001 popular girl names. You can do that and get a kind of a feel of which names are sticking and which names have gone. And that's where I kind of found some of the names where I'm like, oh, I like that name. It's a normal name, but I don't know anybody in the school with that name. And not that that would stop me, but I just know that it's not, I didn't want somebody that everyone had a friend named that.
Yeah. And that's kind of one thing that I do want to point out in this episode is just for an example in Jordan's, you know, let's say there's a troublesome kid named, I'm going to use Jim. I'm going to keep using the same name. So Jim is kind of a little hellion, to say the least, right? And so what a lot of people be like, yeah, I'm not naming my kid Jim because somehow my kid's going to get associated with that kid. I don't believe in that. You can name your kid whatever you want. If there's anything you get out of this podcast, it is do not let anybody else dictate what you want to name your kid. If you grew up with a classmate and maybe they were a weirdo, you're like, oh, I'm not going to name somebody Drew because, oh man, Drew was a weirdo in high school. And every time I think of my kid, I'm going to think of Drew in high school. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going to have a precious baby. Drew is going to be the furthest thing in your mind that you're ever going to think of.
I will say that being the teacher, there were some names that's like, oh, I am not naming my kid that before the baby's here. But if it was a name that I really did like, and I'm just thinking of that prior, once your baby is here, like you said, you have that image. That's your baby. That's your baby's name. That's little Jimmy. And you don't think about the other Jimmy anymore. You think of your baby and that's its name. So if it's a name that you like, don't automatically push it out, because once that baby's here, it changes things and you don't think of it like that anymore.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, we can't stress that enough, is, you know, I did it. I know Jordan did it. That's just one thing, you know, have an open mind to it. There's going to be people, you know, that you may not like, or you may have an opinion on. Doesn't mean that your kids are going to be the same way. Now, maybe a couple of things to combat that is maybe spell it different instead of,
with a K, make it with a C.
Yes. Yes. Like my name, it's not a C, it's a K. And I also have an E. Sometimes I take the E out. There's some small changes, you know, instead of a Y, put an I there or something along the, I mean, I've seen names where you try to pronounce them and that's not even the way they technically should be pronounced by the book, but they're pronounced a different way. There's even that aspect to it.
And I like spelling just a little bit different. Your name is spelled a little differently. My name is spelled not the typical J-O-R-D-A-N. I feel like it makes it a little bit more unique and it makes it more like us. Now our names aren't crazily, that's not even a word, spelled crazy, but it's just a little slight twist. And our daughter's name, Carly, is with a K and it ends with E-E. So I like to be able to twist it just a little bit to make it unique, but not anything wild or crazy. But if you do like very off, very different, unique spelling, that's great. That's something that you can do to make it truly your child. But the spelling can also combat some of the, oh, I think of this person, or I'm going to think of this person every time I think of that name. Not necessarily. You can maybe change it just a little bit and make it completely different and unique to your own child.
Yeah. And I think another thing, just while we're kind of on the subject of kind of being a little different, but not super crazy, would be, what about the middle name? Make the middle name a little unique. Maybe you can go all out on it. Maybe instead of, you know, Jimmy John, the little hellion at school, maybe mine's going to be Jimmy Bill, Jimmy Carl.
What are these names?
I told you, I'm just going really generic. You know, honestly, if I had the only choice in the world and nobody was going to dictate it, favorite name, Cletus Clearwater.
Oh my gosh, he's been on that kick for years. I don't know why. It's very odd. This is why I didn't give him full reins. Like, I controlled what names we liked and let you pick from that. Not free range.
It's a great name. It's a great name.
For a dog, maybe.
All right, maybe I'll settle for the family dog name in it. But yeah, that would be another option. I mean, there's some people that have two first names. So I guess if there is a first name that you just cannot, you know, settle on between you and your partner, and one likes Jim and one likes Joe, Jim Joe. I mean, or Joe Jim. Jim Joe sounds a little better in my opinion, but I mean, you can change stuff up like that too. I mean, there's people that have two first names and it's a middle and a first. I mean, mine is two first names, so.
And a middle name, if you want to name your child after someone, a middle name is a good place to do that. It doesn't always have to be the first name. Some people pick first and middle names that they just like, and that's great. Some people have specific, this first name is named after my grandfather and the middle name is after my grandmother. And that's amazing if that's like what you want to do. Our child's middle name and even our boy middle name was after us. It's just something that I like to carry on a little bit. But if there was something that we liked just because we liked it, I wasn't opposed to having that either.
It's another way to make it more unique. You know, that's where, you know, we like trying the, I guess, family / tradition characters into it. You know, the great grandparents, the grandparents. And sometimes you don't even have to take their full name. I've heard like nicknames of them, or like a shortened name that, you know, that you called grandma. You would use that as a middle name. So that's another layer to the whole onion of naming that you can tweak and make your own.
I have a friend that her maiden name was a first name, and her first child, it was a boy, and they put her maiden name as his middle name. And I think that was really cool. I think it was a tribute to her side of the family. When that boy's going to have his dad's last name for the rest of his life, it was something cool to tie into her side of the family. So there's a lot of different ways that you can take bits and pieces. Like, even my middle name is bits and pieces from my grandparents' middle names. But it's, you can make it however you want to make it. It's fun, and it's going to be your kid's name and unique to them and something that they get to have for the rest of their life, unless they decide to change it at 18. But that's their own decision.
Yeah, definitely get creative with it. It's definitely fun once you start thinking of different things and getting different ideas. A couple other things that would help us, at least it helped me. I guess I don't know if it really helped me, but I always enjoyed doing it, is, you know, say the kid's name out loud. Say that name out loud. And my personal favorite is open the back door and shout it at the top of your lungs like you're mad. And like, Jimmy, get your butt in here right now. I mean, yell it out there. Because if that doesn't stick or you can't roll it off your tongue, maybe you don't want to say that name for a really, really long time.
Yeah, do all three. First, middle, and last name. Write it out. Spell it out. Yell it. Say it. Just because sometimes you're like, I kind of like that name, but it just doesn't sound right. Well, keep saying it, because it's a name. It gets... they have a ring to it. You know, there's students at school that their name might be very unique. And if I told you the student's name, you'd be like, what in the heck is that name? But it's just common for me. Like, you look at the person and that's who they are, and you'd say it and you don't think anything of it.
Yeah, definitely, definitely say it out loud, talk about it, but, you know, be careful where you're at. Just, you know, probably yelling it out the back door wasn't the best, because if one of the neighbors were out there, they could have been like, who is he talking about? But I normally shouted it in such a way they probably really didn't know what it was. So I wasn't too worried about it. We don't have that close of neighbors where we live either. One other thing to definitely think about is the kids are going to have nicknames for certain names. I'll just take, like, you know, my best friend. I call him by his last name more than I call him by his first name. I've always done that, always referred to him by just his last name. And so there's going to be some times where they're going to get creative with their names, and they may not be names that you or the kid likes that they're going to say. And so just be a little aware of that. I don't think that 100% lets you dictate, you know, don't let them dictate your name, but just don't get caught off guard if something like that's happened. You know, let's say if you name your kid Tim, well, they could call him Tiny Tim. You don't have anybody Tiny Tim?
No.
No.
I don't.
But just for example of that, I mean, once again, they can be good little creative names. And on the other hand, they could be names that you don't necessarily like nor want out there. But once again, don't let it scare you. Just be aware when you're given that name out and you sign the paper of this is this kid's name, somebody's going to probably try to make a bad name out of it some way, somehow.
And it would be out of any name. So like you said, don't let it stop you. And for me, I didn't like a certain nickname of other names. It's not, there's no hate against any Breeze out there, but I just never really liked that name or nickname. So that kind of stirred me away from Brianna, Brianna, Brielle, like just names that would have that Brie part, because I didn't necessarily like that. Someone had told me, I can't even remember who it was, it's your child's name, and if you don't want them being called Brie, then you tell people it's not, her name is not Brie. Her name is Brianna. Her name is whatever. So people are going to come up with little nicknames, either you or grandparents or friends or anybody might come up with some little nickname that they think is cute. If you don't like it, you can say, no, that's not her name. Her name is this. And that just kind of, for me, if I truly did like a name with Brie in it, I could say that and make them know that she's not a Brie. We're not calling her Brie. We're calling her this. So you can say that as well. It's your child, you're naming it, and you don't have to let other people choose what they call him or her.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a good point. I think we've seen that work in some instances that are pretty close to us. You know, there's no real nickname. It is the full name, and that's once you set that stage is generally expected. Okay, just to wrap things up here. So we kind of talked about, you know, naming's a big task. Once again, it really is. You get as creative as you want. You know, Jordan spent a lot of time on it. I know some people spend a little time on it. There's no right or wrong way. The name that you choose is going to be the name that what it is.
I've heard of people that have the baby and the baby is like 2 days old and they don't have a name for it yet. So I didn't want to be one of those people. So take your time, but don't let it be nameless for several days.
Yeah, I was going to say the hospital would have been on us pretty pronto of not having a name, because I would suggest having it, you know, having an idea, have it before you go in on D-Day, or at the very minimum, you know, okay, we're just going to wait to have the kid and then we're going to look at it and we're going to decide that name right then and there. Because you do have to have a birth certificate and stuff like there is some legal stuff you do need to get filled out there pretty quick. But definitely make it your own. Don't worry about what other people think. That should not be at the forefront of your mind. You should just be thinking about, is that really what I want to shout out the back door rest of my life? Because it'll happen. And then definitely, you know, talking about nicknames and stuff like that, you can set that stage on, do you want the full name out there, or maybe you want a nickname on it? And that is totally up to you. So hopefully this stuff helps you out and hopefully you took something away from it. Definitely please like, share, subscribe, give us a follow, leave us a review, all those things on all the different media platforms. It really helps us out. We really enjoy seeing some of that stuff. That'll be a wrap and we'll see you in the next one.